Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf and Practice. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chaf Amun Aleph, invokes an interesting comparison to the halachas of Bishul and the halachas of Bishul Akum. And the Gemara is comparing that anything that's Mayichu Ben Jusai, that's either a third cooked or a half cooked, depending on the machlokas Rishonim, it's not subject to halachas of Shehiya. If it's at least Mayichu Ben Jusai, you can leave it on the fire from before Shabbos. And it compares that to the halacha of that which is Mayichu Ben Jusai is no longer subject to Bishul Akum. So I was reminded of a fascinating question I was once told, an interesting shaila, and a more interesting answer as well. There's once a simcha, and apparently the chillum pot, someone forgot to plug in the chillum pot before Shabbos. And ready was halakas neiros, and the mekabel Shabbos. Was there an Eitzah to have a goy turn it back on? And here you're dealing with two different questions. You're dealing with the question of Bishul, and Bishul through Amira la'akum, through a goy, but you're also dealing with the question of Bishul akum, of a non-Jew cooking food. In general, a non-Jew can't cook food for you, but you're also dealing with having it done on Shabbos, the Issa Mila akum on Shabbos. So what is the Eitzah? So the Eitzah, I was told, I wasn't involved in the case, but I heard about the Shaila. The answer, the psak that was suggested, was as follows. You have the non-Jew turn off the electricity in the entire building, and then you could have someone plug it in while the electricity is off. Nothing's taking place there. And then have the non-Jew turn the electricity back on. Now, this all was only permitted if it was Bein HaShemashos. If it was not yet Tzeis HaKochavim, you're allowed to do this. Why? How is this a good answer? So we have to deal with the Amir La'akum question on Shabbos and the Bishul Akum question. So in terms of Amir L'Akam on Shabbos, although it's usher in general to tell a non-Jew to do something for you, to do Mlacha for you, it's a Shvus Ba'alma. And when that's done Bein HaShemashos is also a time period where it's Suffolk if it's Shabbos yet or not yet Shabbos yet. So therefore that's also a Shvus. It's Bein HaShemashos is considered Shvus. So we have a klal in Halacha, Shvus the Shvus b'makom mitzvah. If you have a double Shvus in the context of a mitzvah, you're allowed to do Amir La'akum. So one Shvus is Amir La'akum. The second Shvus is during Bein HaShemashos. And it's b'makom mitzvah having chulent for the simcha. Therefore, Shvus the Shvus b'makom mitzvah is permitted. So you can have him turn the electricity on and then off. But what about the question of Bishul Akum? Isn't the goy the one activating electricity? Isn't he the one activating the cooking of the chulam? Won't that be a problem of Bishul Akum? So there is a Gemara of Avodah Zarah that says, if a non-Jew burnt and started a fire and wiped out an entire swamp, he burnt the swamp, and there happened to be some grasshoppers, certain grasshoppers are kosher, we don't have the Masorah which ones are, but let's say we knew, the Gemara is talking about where you knew certain grasshoppers were kosher, you're allowed to eat those grasshoppers even though they were cooked by a non-Jew. Why? Because the kavana of the non-Jew wasn't to cook the grasshoppers. The kavana was to burn the swamp. Happened to be, incidentally, there were grasshoppers that were cooked. That's permitted. Here as well, the goal of the Nachri was to turn the electricity on, to have the lights working, to have the heating and the air conditioning working. Incidentally, it also turned on the chulam pot, but that wasn't his attention. So when something was not part of the kavana of the goy, that would not be subject to Bishul Akum. So this would be the Eitzah. You avoid the question of Amir La'akum and Shabbos because Shvus the Makom Mitzvah since it's Bein HaShemashos. And you avoid the problem of Bishul Akum as well because this was not the kavana of the goy, and this was the way around it.